This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One other piece, honestly, maybe it's the piece of the macroeconomic picture we got to keep an eye on, is us, the American consumer, and how much buying we're all still doing. Retail sales are pretty strong. The National Retail Federation is feeling pretty good about holiday shopping as well. They're guessing sales will be up somewhere between 6 and 8% this year. But statistics are one thing, talking to people is another. So today, holiday retail dispatches from three of our small business regulars. Kristen Tallheimer-Bingham is the co-owner of Dean's Sweets in Portland, Maine.
Costs did start to level out mid-fall after increasing multiple times over spring and summer. We did, however, increase our prices. It was not at all what we wanted to do, but we could see how tight our margins were getting, how everything was getting more and more expensive, not just ingredients, but everything like utilities and shipping. It really hit home that if we want to keep our business alive, we needed to raise our prices. In terms of what we'd like to see over the next few weeks, I'd love to see us get a few more big orders, those wonderful surprises that we have to push hard to get the job done. If we're organized and prepared enough, then no one will get too exhausted, and we can say yes to those big surprises.
Two data points before our next retail dispatch. One, according to the October Consumer Price Index, that's retail, right? Prices for moving, storage, and freight were up 4.6 for the year. Data point number two, from the October Producer Price Index, that's wholesale inflation, transportation and warehousing costs, that includes freight going by rail, air, truck, and mail, up 16.1% for the year. So with that said, here's Diane Jenks at Hubbub Bicycles in Kirtland, Ohio, where she is caught firmly between those different shipping costs.
Our costs are going up, especially freight. Seems to be really, really expensive right now, regardless of the purveyor you use. We have begun passing freight on to customers. I would say the biggest challenge right now is getting back out there into a marketplace that seems to be flooded with a lot of online sales, like e-bikes that are coming in a box from some manufacturer with proprietary parts that you really can't work on. And you hate to turn people away, but sometimes you have to do that. In terms of what I'd like to see over the next few weeks, well, it'd be nice if the weather were good. It's gotten very cold very quickly here. So I would like to just be able to hunker down and get ready for the 2023 cycling season.
Philip Rollins is our third of three small business retailers selling vinyl records and comics, collectible toys, and the like at his store Offbeat in a brand new spot in downtown Jackson, Mississippi.
This year's holiday season, I can't compare it just yet because I'm in a new location. I don't have a lot of foot traffic per se, as people would think. I'll still be kind of like a destination spot for a lot of people if they want to do some holiday shopping. As far as what I would like to see over the next few weeks, hopefully tons of sales. That'll be ideal, of course, but I would like to like help as many people as possible find the records that they're looking for or find the turntable that they're looking for. I'm going to be really pushing the website. So I'm also going to be in the process over the holidays, updating it. I am anxious to see what happens next, especially within December, because after that, it kind of dies down until, I want to say, March or April.